Penguin Random House Audio presents Last Stand at Papago Wells by Louis L'Amour. Read for you by Jason Culp. Chapter 1. He had stopped last night in the Gunsight Hills, making dry camp because others had reached the waterhole before him, and he preferred to avoid other travelers. At daybreak, he came down out of the hills and made a little dust as he struck westward with Yuma Crossing in his mind. Logan Cates had the look of the desert about him, a brown, seasoned man with straight black hair above a triangular face that was all bone and tight-drawn, sun-browned hide. His eyes, narrow from squinting into sun and wind, were a cold green that made a man stop and think before he looked into them a second time. He was a tall man, wide in the shoulder and lean in waist and hips, an easy-moving man with none of the horseman's awkwardness in walking. He moved like a hunter when on his own feet, and had been a hunter of many things, men not least among them. His hat was black and flat-crowned and flat-brimmed, held beneath his jaw by a loose thong. His shirt, once red, had faded to an indeterminate rose. His vest was of black cowhide, worn and scratched, and over his black jeans he wore fringed shotgun chaps. He wore a tied-down Smith & Wesson Russian 44 six-shooter, and the Winchester in his saddle scabbard was the vintage of 73. The horse he rode, a long-legged zebra dun, had a wicked eye that hinted at the tough, resilient, and often vicious nature within. A horse of many brands.